Fact Pack. Welcome to We Fact Up with Dave, Red, and Martine. This is the show where we try to figure out how much we know without the help of the internet each week. You send us in questions, we try to work them out without Googling, and in the end, we Google. How are we, boys?
Yep, well, yep. Yeah, pretty good.
So to start us off today, I just want to do a shout-out. Love our shout-outs. Mm. This shout-out goes out to a lady by the name of Megan Whitfield at The Urban List. It might surprise you guys to know that some people listen to this show.
Get out of town.
And Megan listens. And she put us on what's called The Urban List's 9 interesting podcasts that'll make your commute less crap. Not good. Not great.
I would. It's not.
Just a bit less shit.
So are we on this list?
No.
No, we are. We're on this other list, like 9 podcasts not to listen to make you commute less crap. So don't listen to it.
And your commute will be less crap. I do think
weird list.
It's very fitting that the best that this podcast can achieve is making a commute less crap.
Not
that's
enjoyable.
The best.
Now, I will say this. The other ones that they put in, she's broken it down in a 15-minute commute, which is, there's 3 there, 30-minute commute. She put us down to the 45-minute commute because we're up around that mark.
Fair enough.
So We Fact Up is on the list, along with Free to a Good Home, You've Got to Start Somewhere, and Serial. Now,
oh my God.
She's put us on the list.
She did not.
Because I guess we are both hard-hitting, investigative, journalistic podcasts dealing with the big issues.
You do learn and we do make you think.
Yes. Yeah. And we're trying to get someone out of jail. In a way.
Yep. That's been the overarching...
out of their mind jail.
That's what we've been doing, right, guys?
The facts out of their mind jail.
So I wanted to say thanks to Megan and The Urban List for putting us on there.
Yeah,
and
keep doing it.
And I
every week.
I want to say no thanks to her because...
Offensive.
I've just had a quick look at that article and there are 2 people mentioned when talking about We Fact Up. It says, best mates...
Uh-oh.
Dave and Red.
Can we just shut down all computers, please? Just turn them all off. Turn them off. Turn the computers off. Everyone.
So, yeah, no, it's...
dug a hole
good,
here.
Good to know...
dug a big hole.
Good to know that chugging along nicely and being recognised for it as well.
Feet, Martine.
Yeah. Just a feet would have been lovely.
Just Martine's feet.
Yeah. Would have.
So what would you like to say to Megan then, Martine?
I just want to say, mate, sometimes it's the little people who bring up the big people.
It's hard to soar with the eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys sometimes, isn't it, Martine? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to say thanks. Red wants to say thanks. Martine, just keep on...
trucking.
Keep on trucking, kiddo. You'll get there one day.
I prefer pedestrian TV. So.
Oh, shots fired.
Snap.
Sorry, Megan. He's off the show. We'll get him out of here right now, except we kind of need him. Let's get on to a fact. What do we got today?
Too easy. This one comes in from Gus in Armidale. Gus, just a quick heads up.
I feel like there's a lot of Gus's in Armidale. I don't know why. This sounds like a Gus town.
Mostly Gus's. More Gus's than there are other names.
It's really confusing.
I do want to flag with Gus that even though he's contributing to this show, he may not be recognised for it. he wants to know.
Sour grapes much? Jesus.
Too late, mate. Too late. Move on.
Gus wants to know, why is the phrase caught red-handed used when talking about criminals or being caught when you're guilty doing something?
Yes, okay.
To catch one red-handed. Red, this, I'll throw this to you.
Yeah, you have red hands.
As the honorary red team.
I've got freckle hands.
But... yeah. But you do literally have red hands.
You got blood on them. Is it red with 2 D's or 1? Because little known fact, this red in the room has 2 D's in his name. Do you want to explain why that is?
Well, you know, it's a pretty.
No, they don't know.
I don't know.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
no,
still trying to work it out.
Does the extra D do anything, or is it just sort of hanging about?
No, well, let's. So
what's it stand for? If it had to stand for something.
Delicious. Red delicious. I'm like an apple. Num num. Put that in your head. Someone's not sleeping tonight. It's you two.
Delicious red apple.
Give me a chomp.
Oh.
Oh boy. This is why no one recognises you. You'd make it weird.
So caught red-handed. So
We were going to ask how we got the second D in your name, but it was basically an email slip up. That's the answer.
Yeah,
I thought you could just summarise it. It was in an email and you ran with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
is that what happened?
Oh, yeah, you don't know my
I'm trying to differentiate myself from other Reds because every redhead's called Red.
But it was a typo. It was a typo. His nickname started as a typo.
Yeah.
Because
and I like the look of it.
Because it's 2 D's, it looks like it's an actual name because your name isn't actually Red.
Yeah. Started as an accident, just like his life started.
Oh, that's fair.
So that's how we got the second D. Yeah. A little side fact.
Side fact. Yeah.
Martin looks shot like appalled almost.
Do you know my real name?
Are you okay?
It's Matthew.
Oh, thanks for telling all the listeners and ruining the Red Enigma.
It's on the website.
Yeah, and you know
it's
what?
On Urban List.
It's on Urban List.
You're Matt Red Peterson.
Jeez, she had the time to go in and research what your actual name was.
Yeah, that's my auntie that wrote that.
To be fair, your name isn't on the website yet.
Yeah, none of your names are on there.
Mm. Yeah. Right.
There is something on there, but it's been redacted. I don't know why they redacted an article.
If you say they as well, it'd be me. I've got the passwords to the website. I don't know why I redacted it. Redacted.
Oh,
two D's?
If you spell it wrong.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a six in there too. Wow.
So, caught red-handed, I would assume someone has red hands when they got caught.
Hmm.
So
maybe if
Shakespeare.
Maybe if they the cops back in the day saw someone thieving, they would
cut their hands off.
No, they would make them stop thieving by throwing red hands at them. So they had to catch the red hands.
What the hell?
Hold on. So like
they just got a bucket of hands waiting in the squad car.
It's like, hey, there's a thief over there. Throw the hands. It's like to distract them from thieving, and then they just like, what? All these hands are hitting me in the head, and then they run up and like they've distracted them sufficiently enough to.
I mean, it would work.
Yeah.
What? No. I mean, not like okay, it would work, sure, but no, God, no. That is the most absurd answer.
You know where
they
get the hands from? Previous thieves. So when they.
No, now I'm with you.
Yeah, so then they get them. They chop their hands off, put them in a bucket, and then walk around looking for thieves and go, "Do you want this to happen to you, mate? You know, throw red thief hands at them in the head." And they're like, "Oh shit, that's right."
Yeah. Just
you get warning,
hands. Warning hand.
Yeah. Yeah, a hand of warning. Is that a phrase?
No.
A word.
It's a word.
Word. It's three words.
I was about to say maybe that's where that saying came from. A hand of warning, guys. Watch out for the flying hands.
So just out of interest, these hands are supplied by criminals?
Kmart.
would both hands come off the prisoner or would one hand?
Well, depends what you stole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like if you stole a slab of
hands. Both hands come off. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry, it's the law.
But if you stole an apple, you just use
one
hand.
A
red delicious apple,
yeah.
You would just lose the one hand.
Because?
You pick up an apple with one hand. Unless it's a massive apple.
Yeah.
Or a crate of apples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or two apples.
Right.
Two apples.
Yeah.
I would be okay with losing the left hand, I think.
Like, what do you use the other one for, mate?
Writing.
Oh, yeah.
And the majority of my typing.
Oh.
He's right. He's right, Red.
The majority of my... Anyway.
Well, the left hand just fills in the gaps.
Yeah, the left hand is my shift and space.
Okay.
Solely.
Sometimes a tap.
Doesn't allow anything else.
Oh, good.
So, okay, we know that Martin's happy to lose a hand. That's handy to know for a future podcast.
Yeah. Handy.
When we bring our samurai sword in one day.
Could you circumvent the law if you stole stuff with your feet?
Or you lose your feet.
Oh, well, I haven't made a law for that. Caught left-footed.
Caught red-footed. Caught red-footed, not left-footed.
Caught red-footed. Just throwing feet at you.
Trying to circumvent the law? No, thanks. We rejigged the law to accommodate your feet-stealing ways.
Okay, cool. So are you coming?
So to catch someone red-handed, I think, is that they murdered someone. The red is blood. To catch someone red-handed, straight away, obviously you murder someone. What happens? We all know. Your hands get very dirty with blood. So you catch someone, you go, definitely got blood on your hands. You've killed that woman or man.
But they're thieving. They're not murderers.
Well, who says it? To catch someone red-handed is to catch someone in the act. It's catch someone in the act of it. It's just you've murdered someone. I mean,
so the original occurrence of this is someone sort of murdering someone.
I think so. If you're standing over a dead body... Oh, I was like, got ya. Yeah. Oh, no, my hands are clean. Damn. Got
okay.
But if your hands are red, you're like,
that's the person.
There's handprints and your hands are red and there's blood coming out of your mouth.
I feel like there's holes in that law because, like, what if you come across a dead person and it's like you're really sad about this person dying and you go over to pick them up to see how they are and you get blood on your hands?
Well, it's a fair defense, but I don't know if it would hold up in court.
Yeah. Back in the olden days, they probably would just go, nah, that'll do, you know, chuck me in jail.
Totally. That's why if you see someone dead, you just hands in the air.
Well-known fact.
Where hands in the air came from.
That's not a saying.
It is. Put your hands in the air.
Just because you say something doesn't mean it's a saying.
Hands in the air.
No, that's that. The reason that's
Will
a thing.
Smith.
From what?
Put it. Bad raise boys. Your hands in the air. Maybe now they can just do it. Yeah.
From Fresh Prince.
Something like that.
Years. Yeah. Fresh Prince and Dougie D.
That's not.
What's his name?
Funky.
Funky Jeff. Funky, Jazzy Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff and Funky Bunch.
Saint Funky Pete. That's the white version of it. Hey, I'm Funky Pete.
Put your hands in the air is a saying, just so you know. No, maybe just, that's why you see a dead body, no. Put your hands in the air, like you just don't care.
It's a saying because it is a practical thing for police to ask you to do so they know you're unarmed.
I got a theory, you got a theory.
Okay.
We've sure. all got theories.
Okay.
I got another theory.
All right.
If you've been caught stealing, they would dip their hand in red paint to know that you're a thief. And so,
like a tarring and feathering.
Yeah, tarring. Of
so, how long is that going to last, though?
Oh, they use like henna. Henna paint. And they'd makes sense.
It does, but why?
It could be, so it doesn't go off. It lasts like sort of 2 months. And so you've got time to think about your life choices.
So it's more like caught, full stop. Red-handed.
Eventually red-handed in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, for about a month or two.
Month or two.
For 1 to 2. Yeah,
and that was too
4
long.
4 to 8 weeks.
That was too long a saying, because it is a saying.
Caught red-handed. Caught.
Caught red-handed is a
caught
saying.
Caught eventually. So it's a summary of caught eventually will be red-handed for 4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
But so they summarize it as so caught red-handed.
So caught, apostrophe, red-handed.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
eventually.
Righto.
Yeah.
Brackets.
And so
caught
brackets.
Yeah.
And so they were red-handed. When they walked down the street with their red hands, people go, "Oh, that guy, that Funky Pete's a thief."
Yeah, right.
Him and his funky
stay
bunch.
Away from him and hide your shit.
Yeah, he'll steal
because he'll try to steal it.
Steal your shit.
You know. Also, there's another. So if he tries to steal again, he's got red paint on his hands.
Well,
it sort of narrows down the pool of people that would be thieving because they'd leave a red handprint on like the red delicious apple that they stole.
4 to 8 weeks.
For 4 to 8 weeks. Yeah. But if they get caught again, then you get another henna paint.
Or maybe they up it second time, it's like 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, they just like that's double
a lot
down.
Of henna.
It's like glazing your hand so you get so it always
red. You can see why prison started to become a popular way of punishment.
Spending too much on paint.
Yeah, and too much on henna. It's just
and a lot of stuff in the town is just red now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Painting.
Well, because anything you touch is now red. Even if you weren't going to steal it, that'd actually be awful. If you paint someone's hands red, they can't touch anything for 4 to 8 weeks.
Maybe it like sort of like there's different types of paint. So like if you've got blue handed, you've done it like sort of 3 times. If you've done it black handed, then you've done it like sort of a little bit. Oh. If you've done it yellow handed, oh God. If you've done I can't get out of this one. If you got green handed, that's better. then you're going to get your hand cut off after that because you can't be trusted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I just love that, like, all the way back, even then, they were using colour coding as a system for
for
categorising.
That's how traffic lights started, maybe. They got just people who'd stolen stuff to stand on the sidewalk and just, yep, yellow,
would you trust
green,
them to manage traffic?
Red. It's the punishment. Community service, man.
Yeah, but I don't want them telling me how to drive a car.
Well, they clean up the streets and stuff for community service.
Yeah, but they're not.
Imagine if community service was traffic. You are you are a traffic light now. Put this hat on, and it's got like 3 different lights on it.
Mm. I think it's more shameful if it's on their head, like green on one hand, red on another, and their face is yellow. So they have to lower their head if it's
and one hand
and one hand up, so yeah. It's red. So one hand on the hip,
yeah.
One hand up, that's red, and then head up. One arm down, other hand up.
That's a
go.
Pretty good punishment in my books because you look like an idiot.
You look like an idiot.
You're on
shame.
You're on a pole all day, probably getting sunburnt.
You should bring it back.
Yeah, this is good.
Traffic light punishment system.
And you know what?
Cruel and really unusual punishment.
You're a traffic light.
And not only that, But if you're in an intersection, you've got to do it with like four other guys.
Yeah. Back to back as well. Yeah. Or one on the corner, yeah. One behind you.
And you somehow got to coordinate while you're spending a good amount of your time with your head down.
Yeah, for lesser punishment, you become a roundabout or something. Or a detour sign.
I'm not sure how that one works.
That way. Just go around me.
Yeah, roundabout, everyone holds hands.
Yeah. They get like eight thieves to stand holding hands in the middle of an intersection. Just go around.
Speed bump is the worst.
Oh, yeah. You've stolen heaps.
Killer guy?
Yeah.
So I think it's the murdering thing.
I think it's the dipping your hand in.
One more point to make. Now this is a saying to paint the town red, right? So if we look at that logic, to paint the town, if you went out and painted the town red, I think I know where that comes from. Wasn't that biblical times?
Yeah, the paint on the wall.
You paint on a wall to stay safe or something, or don't harass.
You got the plague or something?
Yeah, or you don't have the plague, or they should write that down. It's either they do have the plague or they don't. I forget. Open the door.
I got it wrong again. Now I have it. Okay, so
one more theory. To paint the town red, you're going along painting things on the walls and then someone catches you, putting a sign on your door going, plague. Imagine that, open the door and be like, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm telling people you've got the plague. No.
I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm the fittest guy here. I do ultra marathons.
Fittest dude in town. Still have a plague.
Look at these pythons.
Actual pythons in the back?
Yeah.
It's biblical time.
Yeah, bench press some pythons.
All right, what's the answer?
Please tell me it's throwing severed hands at thieves.
It is a Scottish saying. To be caught red-handed. And it was first sort of put into words.
Wait, hang on. It was a saying before it was put into words.
Because there's oral history and then there is written history. So to put a timestamp onto this, we go to 1819 when it was codified in the novel Ivanhoe by Scottish writer Sir Walter Scott. Who was talking about how he caught a guy who was red-handed. The meaning... The end.
Oh, what? That still makes no sense.
It's a novella. Well,
just telling you how it has been recorded. So the meaning was the same then as it is now. Somebody taken red-handed was either in the act of committing a crime or with clear evidence of doing it. The original reference was to literal red hands, those of a murderer stained with the blood of his victim.
Boom!
Yes, one Dave.
Yeah, one Dave.
Dave wins.
Yes.
One Dave, Dave won.
Red seven.
No.
Hey,
no.
So going back on the first bit, what's his name? So
Walter Scott.
Sir Ivanhoe.
Walter Scott. He caught someone thieving that had red hands.
No,
it was in a book.
It was in a novel he wrote, and he was talking about a guy who... It looked like he had killed a wild stag and was red-handed.
Yeah, so he had blood on his hands.
It was from killing the stag.
Blood on his hands. That's a better saying.
No, I think red-handed did mean sort of like murder and those more serious crimes. And then murder happens less now. So we've just sort of...
Does it?
I think so. I reckon...
Hunch is as good as a fact.
They just localised the murdering sprees by having wars.
Yes, but I think in history, I have seen this somewhere, we live in the most peaceful time ever.
I agree with that. Crusades were awful.
Yeah. And then just general violence and debauchery and all that. So, we've still got this brilliant phrase, red-handed, but we can't use it for murder because we don't have lots of murders. So now we apply it to an apple being stolen.
Mm. Throw your hands in the air like you just don't care. Woo! Welcome back to We Fact Up. It's good to have you. A little pop there.
Ooh.
It's good to have you along. Now, we were just talking about red-handed for Gus. Thanks, Gus, for writing in. We'll go on to our second fact. Before we do, just a little FYI, we record out of the Fox FM studios. And in this room, there is a little pack of cards that says, Do You Dare, Mills and Boone? A little naughty little card game here.
I
wasn't going to bring it up, but I pulled the first card I pulled out. I thought would be a funny one for us to try to answer. And all it is... Make up a funny safe word for the person on your left. Now, we record this at a table. So, Martin, you're on my left. Red, I'm on your left. And Red's on... We're at a circle.
Yep. Okay. There is someone to our left.
I think we all pick a safe word that we think. So I'm picking the safe word I think Martine would say during coitus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Martine's picking one that Red would say.
I wish I had yours.
And Red's picking one from me, Dave, to say.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm thinking, should we just pick, and whatever, free thought, just say whatever comes in your head. We'll do it on three, and then we'll see what we did.
All right. So ready? We're all saying it at the same time.
I think so. That's fun. Let's
try and that. Then we can unpack. That'll be brilliant.
Okay. Maybe they're all the same. That'd be weird.
Okay.
All right. Three, two, one.
Spinach plant.
Okay.
I didn't hear any of you guys.
I heard yours because it was very relevant to me. Spinach plant. You may have heard in the previous episode, I got a spinach plant for my birthday, and yes, I do love it.
Banged on about it.
And emphasis on bang. Okay, so yours was spinach plant for me.
Yeah.
Very appropriate. Mine was Kia for Marte.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
Yeah, it's an obvious choice.
I was going to say 7-year warranty.
Either works. What was yours for Red?
I went for enamel.
Red enamel.
Why? Oh, I saw his teeth and I was like, you need like the key.
That's so creepy. You were looking at my teeth and saw a safe word.
Saw a
God
sexual,
damn.
Saw anything sexual in those teeth.
Well, no, it's just, I think like the key to a good safe word is that it can't be mixed up.
How have you thought about this before?
Yeah, this just happened.
But no, think about it. Like a safe word is a word that can't be confused. It wouldn't be used in any other context.
I like you brought T's and C's into your safe word.
Yeah.
Sign here, here, and initial here.
Must be a word that cannot be confused with any other word.
Yeah. Or typically used during the act. Now, when you're having fun.
Enamel sounds a lot like amyl. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
Amyl.
They may get confused.
What's amyl?
You'll find out one day. No, I mean, hopefully not.
That's creepier than enamel.
Yeah, no, okay.
Actually,
just don't say amyl as your safe word.
We have talked about this with me and my housemates and my...
He's Googling it.
Oh, don't Google it, mate. Just go to the chemist and do the secret sign.
All I'm getting is a Mal Clooney.
What? A Mal Clooney? Oh, yeah. Amyl. Amyl.
Okay.
Yep, that's what we meant.
Okay. No.
Amal Clooney, that'd be a weird safe word.
Amal Clooney! Amal Clooney!
George Clooney. Yep.
Okay.
We have spoken about this, me and my housemates. My housemate has a really good one. But it's just ouch.
Not terrible, terrible safe word.
Terrible.
Because you might enjoy saying ouch.
Oh, no, like you might just go ouch reflexively. And yeah, no, I think enamel is better.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that was fun. That's the Do You Dare Mills and Boone game. So we do.
Sponsorship, please.
We did. Yeah.
We did and we did. What's our second fact? Final fact of the day.
Comes in from Ying, who is in Victoria, Australia.
Right.
Her question is about the Sly Grog Riot of Pakenham. She wants to know what it was. Why did it happen?
So what is the question? She wants to know about it, or does he want to know what it is? Like,
what was the Sly...
It was, past tense. It's not happening as we speak.
What was the Sly Grog Riot in Pakenham?
Right, okay. Mm.
Sly...
How do you have a sly riot?
Devious little riot.
Like, sort of, like, gotta be...
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone. But we're on a riot.
We're rioting right now. Inside.
Yeah.
On the inside.
And also, booze is involved.
Drunk.
Drunk.
Maybe they thought they were being sly, but they're out of control. But they're like, we're really sneaky.
No one knows we're rioting. There's a car upside down on fire.
You threw a bin through a window. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I did it slyly.
Suicide. No one saw it.
So we're so sly here in Pakenham.
You're being arrested right now. Everyone saw it.
Yeah.
They don't know. It's for something else.
Shh, don't tell anyone. Don't tell Mom. Super deep.
She's here.
She's on duty. She's the officer. Yeah, she knows.
It's a really good point, though. A sly, unless there's another word for sly. Like sly like a fox, like a sneaky.
Sly Stallone did it.
Sly Grog. Sly.
Mm.
Stallone branded grog.
Mm. Riot.
Right.
Okay. That's a good... So Sly Grog might be like an old type of moonshine or whatever.
Sneaky Grog.
In Brisbane, they've taken Bundaberg rum out of a few pubs because it's fighting juice, like the sort of people take it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they get
punchy,
punch, 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 punch.
Punch drunk.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
So maybe Sly Grog had a similar effect, but it was a bit bit more crazy where you drank a few shots of Sly Grog, went riding.
Riding.
Mm.
Well, they call it Sly Grog, though. It'd be Right Grog.
The Sylvester Stallone made it.
Yeah, so you just, all of a sudden, you're hearing bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, but just like he's not boxing anymore,
taking shots,
and he's just throwing bins through windows
drunkenly.
I used to be a contender.
I used to be an actor.
Adrian.
So Sylvester Stallone causing trouble in Pakenham.
Oh, it could happen,
but did it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Sly Grog, a sneaky Grog, right? Pakenham in England or Pakenham in Victoria? There's a Pakenham here, right?
This is a hint, an official hint that I'll give you.
See, there you go. It's official, Red.
A codified hint.
Codified.
Codified was the wrong word.
I'm glad you announced that, Red. Right.
Not happy.
It's good to accept your failures.
I hate using the wrong word.
I've noticed that, actually. Yeah. When I listen to the podcast back, you say a word and then you'll really... really try hard to correct yourself,
yeah.
Which is the opposite of us. Yeah. Many a word is said that doesn't mean what we think it means.
Bloody the hate trick using is, the wrong word.
The trick is to just sit in your own stupidity.
What? How that feeling, how would you describe it in one word? 3, 2, 1.
Disappointing. Disappointing.
Should have been disappointed. So, wrong word again. Uh-oh.
Yeah, sure. No, so this is an official fact hint. Official
yep.
hint.
Yep, we'll take it.
This is the Pakenham in Victoria.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, that is important.
Wow, I did not think it would be here. I thought it was England or something. So, do you reckon Sylvester Stallone came to Pakenham? Was it a couple of hours from Melbourne?
It is actually not hours away. It's 54 minutes away from the CBD of Melbourne.
I just realised, we're just basically saying a riot happened in Pakenham because people were drunk. Like, no matter what we're saying, we haven't even said why. We haven't thought about why it happened at all.
Yeah, so the Sly Grog was a huge hit in Pakenham.
Yeah.
And then they ran out because of certain things. And then, like, they couldn't deal with it because they used to...
Oh, they ran out. So they ran out. Drunk. So they ran out. They're pissed off.
Yeah.
Where's our...
They wanted to be drunk.
Yeah. So and that's why it was a bit sly, because it was a bit shit. No one actually turned up.
No, Sly Grog is the top of the booze.
Or maybe it's both.
All right, let's find out.
Let's find out.
You ready?
Yeah.
Righto. So this goes all the way back to the gold rush days of Victoria, 1879.
Oh, yeah. We thought it was like recent, didn't we? Yeah. I was like, I honestly thought it was the last 12 months.
A fortnight ago.
Yep.
And just for context, to get alcohol in those times, you needed to go to a license court every year to actually be able to serve alcohol. And there were massive restrictions on the service of alcohol. You had to serve large meals and have rooms available for people if you were serving alcohol.
Sounds fantastic.
And you also would get in trouble if you were a publican for foul language being used in your establishment, which is a little bit ironic given Grog. So what ended up happening, because it was so hard to have a pub, these little pop-ups would come up that would do Sly Grog. So it was like a pop-up shop. It was like it was effectively a speakeasy before speakeasies.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Was there a ban on alcohol?
No, there wasn't.
There was a ban on swearing.
There was a ban, not so much a ban, but a restriction on alcohol. It wasn't accessible.
God, so I thought back in these days it was just like Loose Town. You know what I mean? You just go like the Gold Rush.
We've got to change the name. Pakenham.
Pakenham. French for Loose Town.
So what happened was one of these Sly Grog places in Pakenham was raided by an inspector and three mounted constables who came and just took all of their liquor. A result?
Stole their liquor, they rioted.
Yeah.
And Sly, I've missed it. Why is it called Sly?
It's called Sly Grog because it's under the table.
Oh, so it's sneaky grog.
Sneaky grog.
Booze sales.
Yeah, so the tell that I gave you earlier when you were saying, I think Sly Grog.
His eyebrow did go up.
Is you said it was a type of alcohol, and I was like, you're kind of right.
It's a way of serving the alcohol.
Yes, it was the vehicle for the alcohol.
The vehicle in which the alcohol is presented.
Yes. Bring it back. Sounds fun.
A slight
the riot part.
No. No, it was actually terrible because the alcohol was usually inferior quality and homemade and resulted in a lot of alcohol poisoning.
There's Loosetown.
Welcome to Loosetown. You probably die from alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, welcome to Loosetown. You got to live. /die.
Come for the inferior booze. Yep. Stay because you are dead.
Stay for the kidney poisoning.
Yeah.
Or liver. Stay for the liver poisoning. Once you've hit Loosetown, you've gone too far. That should be on the
number plates.
Number plates. Thanks. I was going to say bumper stickers, but number plates is more permanent.
Okay. Big problem. 1879. No number plates.
We'll figure it out later.
Okay. Sure. So okay. There you go, Ying. That is your answer.
Thank you, Ying. You're welcome. We solved it.
Kind of.
Yeah. 19 point. What do you think?
I'll give you a 0.5. Like, you were somewhat there, but...
Up to 7.5. Dave's on one.
Da-da-da. 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 All thanks to you.